Why is the sky gray? This is a question I would like an answer to. The window of my clinic shows trees. One of the clinic, however, has a big tree with yellow flowers. The fruits are poisonous, but the tree is beautiful. The sky, when I see, always looks gray. The home in front has two dogs. They used to bark. Now they don't. They just stare at my window. I used to look at the tree and imagine swinging from the balcony, so I kept the window open. But one day, I saw a small monkey swinging on the ledge of the window. I went screaming, "Monkey, monkey," out of my clinic. The guard bravely went and said, "Shoo." The monkey ran away. On Health Wealth Bridge, I started writing to share my experience and knowledge as a doctor. But down the line, I started sharing my gardening journey too. It kind of makes sense. It all started with a gardening a long time back. We have a jackfruit tree in our childhood home. I spent hours looking at it and thinking about climbing on top. It looked pretty much like the faraway tree, Enid Blyton's book, remember? Another dream was about digging underneath it and coming out on the other side of the Great Wall of China, grabbing a pot of gold and running back to my home. Both the dreams stayed in the dreamscape. I didn't climb the tree, nor did I dig underneath it, but I learned from it. It was almost 80 years old and still bore fruits every year. It looked happy, spread shade, and always, always made me smile. Cut to 2014, I started a balcony garden with a baby in tow. And in 2020 November, I started our kitchen garden in the family village home. Planting is now a family activity and so is gifting plants. How to walk right and garden for the healthy life you want is a book you will like if you garden too. You will find the links to the podcast episode sharing brief parts of this book's chapter. If you want to give it a read, you will find it for free on Kindle Unlimited or buy it for a minimal amount. The best thing we can do for ourselves and the future is to make it a greener place. The second best thing is to start and plant a tree now. Did you plant a tree this month? If you didn't, it's time you did. Check out the website Carbon Almanac to find out more about the book and the message it is sharing. It's a brainchild of Seth Godin and many like-minded creators. You would love to know that there are free resources for educators and students. Ecosia is a web browser which plants trees every time you search on it. Check it out and let me know if you believe the dream of a greener future. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Rich podcast.